Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
6:10, Tom and Laura in the morning, Christmas Eve Eve, and it's our Christmas carol off later on this morning. You've been warming up all weekend. Do you have to do that on the air? Boy, you're looking rather festive. They are candy cane antlers. You want these to? You want me to put these on my head?
They need to grace your large noggin. Look at my cute little Santa hat headband.
Okay, yours is a headband with a Santa Claus hat attached to it.
Jauntily askew.
Okay, mine is a headband with two candy canes sticking out of it. Will this go on top of the headphones?
Oh, careful, don't break it. No, it needs to go ahead of the headphones.
Oh, jeez.
There you go, you got it.
All right, there we go.
Oh my God, you look awesome.
It kind of hurts, but I'll be all right. It's kind of digging into my temples.
It digs into your temples, I know.
It kind of reminds us that sometimes the holidays are torturous. But anyway, weekend in review. The hustle bustle certainly set in. It was a whirlwind of a weekend, but it was fun.
It was super fun.
As we get ready for Christmas, which is right here.
Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Two more shopping days left, friends.
That's it.
That's it.
I still have some running around to do. Do you?
Do you know what? Yes, if I'm being totally honest. Mm-hmm. I have a very short list.
Okay,
of
me too.
Ingredients.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Right? Because mm-hmm. I'm making Grandma Wasileski's chocolate mousse, so I don't have enough. Good chocolate. So I need some baking chocolate. And
there
then
stuff like that.
And then I do need to peruse the state store. We'll use that old phrase. The state store.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to the state store.
State store. People haven't called it that in
no,
a while.
I
like that. I like
Gotta
that.
Go to the state store.
Go to the state store because the state makes a lot of money this time of the year.
Yes, they do.
And I may hit that store again.
And apparently I need to go to the car dealership to have my car looked at.
Well, nothing says Merry Christmas quite like your dashboard lighting up like your front porch. I'm sure it's just a computer glitch. Don't worry about it.
I know. But I definitely rolled into the parking lot today, came and got you and screamed, yes. Is my car going to blow up?
I said it can't be any worse than Mark Lawrence's news computer this morning.
Sure, yes. It was a very dad moment, though. Tommy,
come here.
Come here and look at this.
All right. Because I'm an expert at Japanese cars.
Sure you are.
I was like, what?
It's very colorful.
Well, it's
the
pretty.
Season. Yeah.
It's blinking a lot like your Christmas tree. Yeah.
Orange and
red and yellow.
And red
and yes.
All the colors. No green.
No.
Needs to get more festive.
That could be later when you turn the key or press the button as we do nowadays.
Let's just hope it doesn't explode.
No, it won't explode. You'll be fine. They'll just reset it and charge you $5,000 for it. That's
great.
About it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good fright. Yeah, don't be scared. It's
okay,
fine.
Thank you.
So yeah, we're all ready. This is our last show for the year.
I know. Now you and I each will be sort of on and off and on and off. Taking
you'll be on
turns
when I'm off and
vice versa.
And vice versa. So we'll be all right. But this morning,
the next
is the last show together, and we've got some surprises for the audience.
We do
so
the last show together of 2019.
Pretty wild.
The next show we will have together will be Monday, January 6th, 2020.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Together, yep.
Wow.
Pretty
wow.
wild. So, but it's been a great year. And Friday, we were already done on the radio when we found out that we had hit the Needy Family Fund at
$100,000. Amazing.
You people in Central PA are just so great. You have such big hearts. Thank you. But we didn't pack it in. You know, like we didn't say, okay, hit the goal. Bye-bye.
No.
You still have days to give even more money.
I was going to say between now and the end of the year, make a donation, get that tax write-off.
There it is.
Right?
There it is. So yeah, stay with us all morning long. We'll get everything working, including Laura's car. And we'll talk more about the Needy Family Fund throughout the morning when Mark Lawrence gets his computer figured out. Stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
We are holly jolly. 94KX.
It's Blaze out. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Happy Christmas Eve, if you will. What a show we have lined up for you today. Are you still prepping here? I mean, are we putting out a spread of food? There's cookies in here. There's pie.
There's cookies, there's pie. I brought some oatmeal if you would like to share. I have cookies for the luncheon later. I just distributed all of my office gifts.
Yeah.
I have a little.
You made Mark Lawrence put antlers on?
And he is the jolliest news reindeer there ever was.
He did look really happy with it, but he did it.
He did it for me.
He'll do anything you tell him. Now, I'll say, you know, I need a little favor. Hey, Mark, get away from me, buddy. You know, but old Laura, here, put these antlers on your head.
And he goes, get your phone.
Get your phone. Take my picture. Let's get this over with.
It was awesome.
Mark is coming up with the news. We'll check the sports somehow. And we will take a look at the AccuWeather forecast, too. It will not be a white Christmas, more like a partly sunny temperatures near 50 Christmas. Wow.
That's crazy.
Although
I recall last year, I believe it was similar. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
It snowed like a week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Everybody was excited. And then
and then
it was like springtime again.
I know.
Our very own Matt the News Guy will be making an appearance this morning.
Third annual Carol Off.
That's right. If you haven't figured out by now, Matt the News Guy is still Matt the News Guy, but he had his shift changed, if you will, to take on brand new exciting duties here at Summerberry Broadcasting. We did it right before Christmas, and he's kind of sad about that.
I know.
So he's going to come in and do the Carol Off with us.
He is. He's probably going to come in about 7:30 or so. So he's coming in nice and early to participate, which we appreciate. We miss him.
I made a special request for Movie Mike. He unfortunately said he could not come
because of
family obligations.
Yep.
We're gonna just. And I have a special surprise for you later on.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be really neat.
Oh.
It makes me
a little nervous.
Well, it probably should, because you know how I do surprises.
Uh-huh. You go big or go home.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be coming up later on this morning.
Just for me or for everyone?
Well, for everyone on the show, but I think it's going to affect you the most.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay.
All right, so there it is, friends.
Oh,
if you're listening right now, you can't turn off the radio because this show is going to get more and more off the Polar Express rails, okay?
I mean, I brought in mason jars, too.
I see those mason jars.
They're not empty.
No, they're not. They look like they're full of some nice coal region beverage recipe something.
I tried a new flavor this year.
What was that part? The Homecoming. John Boy. The Homecoming movie, which was the spinoff to The Waltons.
Yes.
John Boy, have you been drinking the recipe?
Well, I tried a new recipe this season.
Oh,
Tommy Boy.
Like I said, the show's going off the rails. Stay with us. Being in our Christmas Eve extravaganza because we all go on vacation. I was dialing around early this morning.
Yes.
And I found out that a lot of our competitors aren't even working today. So,
not?
This may be the only place where you get live radio. I think that's kind of funny.
I sort of like our tradition of working like the day before Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And having sort of like a big party. And then we have the in-house luncheon. And I love that.
But isn't it funny, like the way Christmas falls in the week, other people just like take the whole week off.
Mm-hmm.
So like I dial in this morning. I won't say what station, but
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're taking a day off. I'm like, well, there you go. Tom and Laura are still here for you on a Monday.
That's right. A Monday before Christmas.
And tomorrow, as you run around and do all your last minute hustle and bustle, I could guarantee you every radio station in the world will be playing Christmas music. Here, we're mixing it up and we're doing the same old show. You may see me tomorrow morning running around in your hustle and bustle, and you'll know that's why Tom and Laura aren't on the radio.
I was going to say, you'll probably see me as well. Lots of things to do.
In two different zip codes, we'll be doing the same thing.
Exactly.
But you know what? I kind of enjoy it. You know, we've read over the past couple of weeks about all this holiday stress. And here's how to read. I don't feel stressed. I just feel like, whoa, look at this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Koalonix, Kibasi Shop, Inchendo.
Koalonix is the best.
I'm there on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be 100 people packed in there, and the line goes across the parking lot and up Main Street.
Easily, and it's not that big of a place.
And there was only one person that was grouchy.
Oh.
This woman just kept exhaling into my right ear.
Oh, jeez. What was the problem?
I don't know. I wanted to say to her, hey, you know, you could exhale every time they say now serving five and you have number 30. You know, I mean, but it's not going to change anything.
Take a deep breath.
So let's be happy.
Let's take a deep breath.
Now, she was the only one. Hats off to the other 100 people in there, including this big, jolly, head-shaven guy from the coal region. he started helping the ladies behind the counter. They said, number five. Nobody would say here. Number five. Nobody said, this guy. Number five.
Yeah. You know, and then
everybody in the crowd just started, who's number five? Who knows? I had so much fun that has become a yearly tradition.
To make the trip down to Chenda.
Yep. And when I get to the counter and the girl says, yeah, what do you need? You know, I get talking to her and I tell her, they ask you where you're from all mm-hmm. the time. And I tell her, you have to understand I'm buying enough kibasi for upstate New York. You know, like, and there's people in the shop. The lady behind me in line was from Rochester, you know, but she grew up in Mount Carmel.
So
it is like such a cool tradition. So, and I went kind of late this year. I don't know if I would go today, but it's probably going to be really crazy. But I guess my point is, no matter where you're going today, Laura, or tomorrow for that last minute mm-hmm. stuff, don't feel the stress. It's Christmas time.
I was going to say, I think sometimes to me that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
You know, just like kind of saying hi to people and everybody mm-hmm. gets like a coffee or something. And you're running around and trying to get stuff done. Just don't stress. Enjoy it.
Keep the headpiece on. You know, keep your little... my candy cane sticking out of my ear.
Keep the candy cane.
Keep them on.
Keep
walk
the
around.
Hat on. Yeah.
You know, everybody will love it.
Why not?
Be that person.
I like it.
That brings merriment.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Coming up, the third annual Tom and Laura's Christmas Carol Off. If I were to sing a Christmas carol, I would do it like Dean Martin. No one sang it smoother.
Is that the surprise?
Let us know, let us know, let us know. And he changes the words. If you let me grab you tight. I don't remember any grabbing
whoa,
in that
whoa,
song. Anyway, no, that is not the surprise. We are going to have the Christmas Carol Off, which will include a little surprise.
Oh, okay. All
it's
right.
going to be cool. Do you think we could get Mark Lawrence to sing on the radio?
Oh, we could try. We could try.
This is the third annual Tom and Laura's Christmas Carol Off, and Mark Lawrence has never participated. He has been an observer.
He has been an amused observer.
Yes. I don't know if amused is the word I'm looking for, but yeah, he has watched. But you think we could put a microphone in his face and get him to sing
something? Sure. He can sing along with my choice for the Carol Off this year.
And... are you going to reveal it or no?
Ooh.
Maybe next hour?
Let's just say it involves a certain late 90s, early 2000s pop princess.
Oh, no. Oh, I just had a bad feeling.
It's going to be great, Tom.
She never had a Christmas song, so
it's gonna
it can't
be great.
Be
it's going to be great.
Are you sure?
You don't know who I'm talking about.
I think I do, but I don't. And
it's
if
going
it is
to
that,
be amazing. And then News Guy Matt and I have a little surprise up our sleeves as well.
Oh, boy. Well, I got one, too. So stay with us. It's the Christmas Eve edition
of Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
I kind of get scared at the end of that song. 94KX. That is the Carol of the Bells, David Foster style. It's got power, like a Trans-Siberian Orchestra or a Mannheim Steamroller or something like that.
It gets you in the spirit.
Look who has antlers on.
Amy
Knight has antlers.
I do.
How are you?
I'm Amy Knight the reindeer.
You are Amy Knight the reindeer. You look very festive. We'll take some photos.
It is so nice to have you here.
Yeah, this is a whole different thing than being at night in my little corner in my own little chair.
That's it. And now you're here part of the morning show because you were invited, as all staff is,
yes,
to Tom and Laura's third annual Christmas Carol Off.
Come and participate. Come and sing a song. Like Tom said earlier, surprises abound. So here's surprise number one this morning.
This is early.
It is. You have some tea, though.
Yeah.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. Should I pour some more of this?
Yeah. Warm up the vocals.
Can we do a shameless plug on the fact that you will be directing something coming up soon?
Oh, sure. Yes, I am directing a two-person musical called The Last 5 Years at the Community Theater League in Williamsport. We're going to start rehearsals in January, so it'll take a little bit, but the show is the first week of March, so it's in the early stages. But
it's coming in 3 months, folks.
Yeah.
If you're curious about it, The Last 5 Years, it's a movie. Yes. It was also
with Anna Kendrick. On,
yes. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Jordan. Yes, Jeremy Jordan. Thank you. Very
there
good.
You go. Mm-hmm. So our Amy Knight is so much more than just a radio announcer. She's an actress, a beautiful actress and a director, and a vocalist.
And oddly and specifically qualified for this kind of competition.
Oddly specifically qualified.
Oh, dear.
Here you go.
Better have the lyrics.
So here she goes. Christmas Caroloff, number one.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Woo! Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Oh yeah.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Dance break!
Amy Knight, ladies and gentlemen!
Woo! Could anyone not think about Home Alone? Because that's what I go to.
That's what I'm saying. Dance break with the mannequins in the window.
Little cardboard cutouts in front of the windows.
I love it.
Look at us dancing. Thank goodness this isn't Facebook Live.
We're all like kind of doing the Matt the News Guy hip swivel.
Oh, yeah. Where's Matt? Matt's coming in later.
He is.
More than just a nighttime radio voice, it's Amy Knight doing Brenda Lee.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new
old-fashioned
way.
Yes!
Yay!
That was beautiful.
Very early for this kind of shenanigans.
And you knocked
Drink
it off,
your
girl.
Tea, Shelby. Drink your tea.
Yeah, deal. Amy Knight, contestant number one in Tom and Laura's third annual Christmas Caroloff. 94KX, the special Christmas Eve Eve show. Tom and Laura in the morning, and a special late night soundbite segment this morning. We're calling it the Ghost of Christmas Past Late Night Soundbites. Do you remember David Letterman?
Listen to this. Today is the busiest package transporting day of the entire holiday season. Yes. Listen to this. UPS today will handle 585 million packages.
Wow.
They don't deliver them. They just handle them.
They have.
Birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. Also a check on news, sports, and AccuWeather. Look who's in the house. News guy Matt.
Good morning, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
He's got his Philadelphia Eagles Santa hat.
Oh, you
on.
Bet I do.
You bet. Hey, we miss you around here, but like we said early this morning, if you've noticed news guy Matt's not on the show, it's because he's doing bigger and better duties here at the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
That is right. You still hear me here at noon, and also doing the trending in the afternoon, but I am now the new Steve Jones Show producer on WKOK.
Somebody got a promotion.
Yes.
Somebody got their resume pumped up. Okay. All right. And you said you would be back for the third annual.
Absolutely. And I keep my promises, and I'm very jolly this morning with the Eagles win yesterday.
You so are. And,
yes, you
and the
are.
Festive green, like, Arctic sweater.
Exactly. Yes.
Very sharp.
Oh, I love it.
Very sharp. Now, you said you had a surprise Christmas song to sing from what did you call it, a 90s artist?
That... Oh, I said a late 90s pop princess.
Now, I thought loved Britney Spears, but she never had a Christmas song.
She had one song.
She did not.
Absolutely,
yes,
she did.
Actually did. And I know what's coming.
And she did?
Here it is.
My Matt's like,
only
I know what's coming.
Wish this year by the one and only Ms. Britney Spears. Wait for it, Tom.
I'm waiting.
Last night I took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I found a letter that I sealed with a kiss. I sent it off, and just like this, I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me?
my baby, baby, baby. I want someone to love me.
I miss that man, the news guy face.
Maybe, maybe, maybe. You'll be all I want in a big red balloon. Can you hear me? I have been so good this year.
Have you
and
really?
All I want is one thing. Tell me my true love is near. He's all I want just for me. Underneath my Christmas tree. This year.
Laura Good, ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
singing Britney.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't even know Britney had a song.
Of course she did. It's a platinum record, friends.
Oh, it is? All right.
Oh.
How would Britney sing?
Okay, hold on, hold on. Oh, my gosh. You're throwing this at me,
you've
Tom.
Got a great beat earphone.
Okay, okay, okay.
Get the
buddies, I just can't sleep. Now it's time to wish the peeps in Central PA happy birthday.
Yes!
That's actually pretty good.
It's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Christine Shimori of Sunbury. She's 54 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Lisa Neal from West Milton, the big 5050.
Happy birthday to Dominique Weir from Northumberland. She's 26 today.
Mickey Anselmo from Danville is 37.
Kimberly Smith from Montgomery is the nifty 50 half century today. Happy birthday.
Nick Snyder from Milton is 25.
Happy birthday to Larry Blosky. He's 48 today.
Wayne Blank is also 48 today.
I wonder if he's related to Mel Blank.
Now, we have a special one from Facebook. We have a special one.
Yes. Our very own Chad Hirschberger.
Yes, his daughter Claire. Mm-hmm. They're from Mifflinburg. She turns 10 years old on Sunday, but we're never here when it's her birthday. We always feel bad.
Yes. So, Claire, if you're listening this morning with your dad and your mom, happy birthday, my dear.
Happy birthday, Claire, this year. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her birthday wishes come true.
She has become Britney Spears.
It's
Laura
been
Good,
birthday
ladies and gentlemen.
Buddies, and I have been so good.
How do we make her stop, Matt?
I didn't miss this.
All I want is to say, Tom and Laura's birthday buddies are here. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Birthday buddies, ladies and gentlemen. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and the third annual Tom and Laura Christmas Carol Off is underway, and I have special guests in the studio. The Selins Grove High School girls basketball team is going to sing the 12 Days of Christmas right now. Right, ladies?
And go!
Not going to happen.
No.
But we will talk about a very special basketball tournament coming up, but you guys have some kind of weird surprise for me
yes,
right now.
Well, here's the thing. There's a bit of a backstory. There was a heated debate on Friday that may or may not have been eggnog fueled.
Okay.
What's the best version of A Christmas Carol? Now, you love the George C. Scott version, which is classic.
Mm-hmm.
But then the three of us on this side of the counter, we love the Muppets. And we know how much you love the Muppets, Tom.
I do love the Muppets, but I'm not really particularly fond of the Muppets Christmas Carol, but you guys.
Well, guess what? Because you're wrong.
There it is.
Okay. It's because you're wrong. It's okay. It's all right to be wrong.
All right. It kind of hurts my feelings, but okay.
We decided to bring a bit of the Muppets here to you this morning.
Oh.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas. A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother. In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas.
Come on, Tom.
Okay.
It is the season of the heart.
Where's Amy?
A special time of caring.
There you go.
The ways of love made clear. It is the season of the spirit. The message, if we hear it, let's make it last all year.
This is great. You guys kind of look like Muppets over there.
It's in the giving of a gift to another. A pair of mittens that were made by your mother.
It's all the ways that we show love. It feels like Christmas.
A part of childhood we'll always remember. It's a number of the soul in December.
Yes,
when you do
the best for love, it feels like Christmas.
Everyone!
Everyone!
It is the season of the heart. A special time of caring. The ways of love make clear.
Enter Nick, sing!
It is the season of the spirit. The message, if we hear it, is make it last all year.
Just when you thought you didn't have enough cheesy radio. It's the Muppets, otherwise known as Laura, News Guy Matt, and Amy. Nice job, guys. We're going to talk about high school basketball and some great games that you can witness during the holiday season. Coming right up. It's the third annual Tom and Laura Christmas Carol-Off. A 94KX.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna, a new level of innovation.
Tom and Laura live in the studio on our Christmas Eve show. I'm surrounded by very tall,
yes,
beautiful young women from Selinsgrove Grove High School who play basketball.
Yes, indeed. We're talking about a memorial tournament that's coming up. We have team captains Emma Atwood, Lizzie Deal, and Avery DeFazio joining us from the Selinsgrove Grove basketball team. And they're going to tell us a little bit about the Angela Wolf Memorial Basketball Tournament. It's coming up shortly after Christmas, right, ladies?
Yep.
All right, Lizzie, give us the 411.
Well, the Angela Wolf Tournament is a... It's about her battle with cancer, and her family created it as a scholarship fund for seniors. They'll get a one senior will get a $500 scholarship awarded after the tournament's over.
That's awesome. So now, when is the tournament, and how can people participate to contribute to the scholarship fund? When is it? Yeah.
It's December 27th. That's a Friday. And December 28th, that'll be Saturday. And I'm pretty sure there's raffles, and you can help with the concession, and you have to buy to get in, but that all goes to the senior.
Awesome. Now, either Emma or Avery, tell us a little bit about the teams competing in the tournament. Who all's going to be there?
So there's obviously going to be us. There's going to be Bellefonte, Sullivan County, and Mifflinburg.
Awesome. And then how does this work? I mean, obviously, we're rooting for the Seals. So what style of tournament is it?
So, I believe we play at 7:30 on Friday. I'm not sure who plays at 6. And then we're hoping to be at the 7:30 game on Saturday, which means we'll win on Friday.
There you go. That's the attitude I want to hear.
There you go.
What a great cause, too. I mean, to play basketball in a holiday tournament always makes you feel kind of special. Any sport in a holiday tournament. But to have it be a scholarship fund like this, that's got to make you ladies feel real good. So does that make you step it up just a little bit more?
Yeah, it's great to play basketball, but it's great to play basketball for a cause. So it's definitely great to see your family there always, too. And it makes you really love playing even more.
So those of you who aren't familiar with Angela Wolf, she's a former basketball star from the Selinsgrove Seals. She played in the 80s, went on to play college ball for Lock Haven, and she unfortunately and sadly lost her battle with colorectal cancer in 2011. So they put this on in her memory.
Mm-hmm. And here we are, 2019, still doing it in Angela's memory. So that's great.
So cool. All right, we can't let them off the hook.
Uh-oh, you're not going to make them sing.
Oh, I am.
Are you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. No. You know, I'll help you.
Oh,
but it's
this
the carol
will make it easier.
And I feel like they're so jolly and joyful this morning. So we're just going to, like, lead a rousing rendition of Jingle Bells.
Okay, and Coach Pat O'Brien is here, too. He's got a good bass voice.
He is a great baritone.
So he could ring it in there. He could baritone it in here a little bit, too.
Okay, are we ready?
Are we ready?
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
There you go! Ladies, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. Good luck in the tournament.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Selinsgrove Basketball. For KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on Christmas Eve, making room for news at the top of the hour. Check on sports and AccuWeather for the Christmas holiday. The third annual Tom and Laura Christmas Carol-Off continues. The Selinsgrove Basketball team is still here. Ladies, Elvis is in the building.
Thank you very much.
Matt the News Guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a blue Christmas without you.
Sing it, Maddie.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
So sexy.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. I'm knowing those blue snowflakes start falling.
Wipe your sweat and throw me the towel.
That's the wind of the blue memories start a-calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas all white. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt the News Guy, his alter ego, Elvis Presley.
Elvis lives. He lives.
Merry Christmas, all in Central Pennsylvania. Your audience, thank you.
You're a hunk of bird and piece of news guy, Matt, aren't you?
I'm a hunk of bird and love always, baby.
The news is next, by the way. The Christmas Carol Off continues.
To help you celebrate Christmas.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Christmas Eve, and the third annual Tom and Laura Christmas Carol Off. How come Axl Rose never did a Christmas album? How come Guns N' Roses never did a Christmas album?
I would love to have heard that one.
Jingle bells now.
Yeah, yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Anyway,
the Christmas Carol Off continues, and it's my turn.
Okay, so I'm Facebook Live right now.
Hi, everybody.
And I don't know why. You just told me to go Facebook Live.
Because I have recruited the help of intern Nick to help
Hi, intern Hello. Nick. Okay. Good morning.
And look, he has some sheet music with him. So,
oh, are you two doing a duet?
You're singing?
I have a little surprise for everybody, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Oh, there, he's leaving.
He's, yeah, what?
What? Oh, what? It,
wait.
Whoa.
Come on in.
Oh, my.
What is this?
Come on in.
Oh, my.
Hi, good morning. Oh, there, how many? What?
One,
keep,
two,
keep
three.
Them coming
oh,
in. Yeah, keep them coming in.
What?
Are we going to fit everybody in the studio?
yep, here we go.
My goodness gracious.
Yep.
All right, so I can only assume, Nick, now you're a senior at Sealands Grove.
Correct.
So these are your friends?
This is, we are all members of the Sealands Grove Honors Choir, actually.
Tom, you cheated.
Yeah, this is a major cheat. This is a major violation.
This is just calling in some friends.
I sang Britney Spears by myself on the radio, and you brought in an honors choir?
There are still people worried about the Britney Spears thing. But these guys are... Choir is one thing. Honors choir.
We could have brought the whole choir. That would have been like...
Yeah, we could have done
that.
We didn't.
But these are the kids that didn't mind not sleeping in on a day off at Sealands Grove.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Here we go. We are going to give you a sample. And you really don't want to hear Tom Morgan singing along.
Oh, geez. All right. Hold on, then. I'm going to take off my headphones.
You can jump over there now, Matt. This is great. Ooh, here we go. And,
this is absolute cheating.
It is not. Now, come on.
But this is also going to be, I feel like this is going to be epic too, so I'll have to give him a pass.
Yeah, well, it's not like, it's not like cash and prizes are here. We just carol off every year.
We do carol off.
So I decided to recruit some help. So, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you're set.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have your
so Christmas, make the Yuletide
there, but I was singing along. Ladies and gentlemen, the Selins Grove Honors Choir. Now we could all sing, what are we going to sing? Anybody?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the
Halls, okay. Deck the Halls with bells of holly. La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Join the ancient Yuletide carol. La 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 la.
Good job, everybody.
Tom and Laura's Karloff, 94KX.
At Sioka Toyota of
94KX. Yeah, the chairman of the board with Cindy Lauper and Santa Claus is coming to town. I still get a little freaked out with the phrase, he sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Is that politically correct nowadays?
It is. No, it is. It is, because Santa's magic, and he's making sure that you're nice as opposed to naughty.
Exactly right.
Okay. I want to make sure that we're PC, because that's what the world is about now.
New from the PC Recording Company.
Oh boy.
It's a compilation of politically correct, non-denominational holiday favorites, including songs like...
Have a holly jolly...
Holiday.
It's the best time of the year.
You'll also get...
You can't say the word now. Come on.
December 25th.
Okay, good.
Each song is carefully edited to remove any religious overtones.
Well,
have yourself a merry little
celebration.
One classic after another.
Rocking around.
The evergreen.
Tree
the crazy.
What? What?
Plus.
Oh, nobody does this like News Guy Matt. A blue what?
Lonely time.
Oh, lonely time. Yeah, you gotta change it.
And
it's beginning to look a lot like
the winter solstice.
Oh, yes, the winter
now
solstice.
Now available at the Inoffensive Mall.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford here
for KX and the Christmas Eve edition of Tom and Laura in the Morning. It's been so much fun. The reason why we make a big deal about this show, it is our last show of 2019. Laura will be here when I am not, and I will be here when Laura is not, just so we could both take some vacation time.
Yes.
So this is our last show together. I got to say, man, you make it happen, because the silly hats, the funny, I mean, what? Shortly after Thanksgiving, you decorated the studio all by yourself.
Thank you.
And you did a great job. And then even up to today, now staff members are coming in just to be part of the show.
I think it's amazing. I feel like we probably all need to sing one more song together before we sign off for the year.
You're probably right. And let's do that right before 9 o'clock.
Literally right before 9 o'clock. We'll have to think of a good one. But I love the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of you can push all of the stress and even it's just a time of year where you can be joyful and sing loud for all to hear.
That's it.
Spread some Christmas cheer. It doesn't matter. Put on a Santa Claus hat and smile.
That's it. We have a whiteboard here in the studio that we write lots of kind of funny things on. And when we have guests in the studio, we invite them to write on the board as well. Today, we kept it simple. And whether you wanted to write something funny or sincere, it just says your Christmas message here. And one of those Selins Grove students wrote, "It's true. Wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas."
Oh, that's from the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes. And then Feliz Navidad and other kind of
God
fun things.
God bless us, everyone.
And I hope that the singing, as silly as some of it sounded, brought you some Christmas cheer and as beautiful as that choir sounded.
They sounded amazing. A big shout out and thank you to the Selins Grove Area High School Honors Choir for coming in early on. Let me remind everyone, on their first day off.
They were here at 7:30 yes. warming up in the conference room, and what a great job they did. Speaking of singing, this is such a good story.
Okay.
It may be going viral. You could Google it and look it up. An oncology nurse at a hospital in Nashville found out that her cancer patient had been an original Nashville guitar player back in 1980.
He's, like at the Opry?
He is suffering right now with a horrific cancer.
Oh, no.
And going through treatment. She brought in a guitar because she played guitar herself. And they both sang shortly after a very difficult chemo session. He's obviously struggling to sing, but she's helping him along. It's just beautiful. And as we always say here on the morning show, pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Christmas Eve, edition, since we're going on vacation, separate vacations. Laura will be here while I'm gone, and I will be here while Laura's gone, but we won't be back together until after the first of the year. So that's why we planned quite a show today.
I can't believe that it's literally the last morning show altogether for 2019.
It's been a great year. I mean, and we deserve vacation, right? So...
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of, it blows my mind. So I'll be here this week, Thursday and Friday.
See, I don't even know. All I know is when I walk out of here, I ain't coming back.
No,
but when I do come back, you're not going to be here.
No, because, so you're off the week of Christmas through the New Year, but then I'm just off the week of New Year's. So you'll be kind of flying solo the second and third.
Okay.
But then we'll be back together again on the sixth.
There you go. Some props. Intern Nick, who's here on his day off from school.
He is.
I'm already on break.
He is already on break.
Thank you for bringing in the Honors Choir. It was a great plan.
Of course. Thank you.
It was awesome. They sounded so good. If you missed it, friends, please check out the live video on the 94KX Facebook page. Amazing singers. We were going to cut them off. I just couldn't.
Yeah, we didn't know if we wanted them to do the whole song, but it was so beautiful, we just let them go.
Yeah, because normally our Facebook videos are, you know, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes long. We let this one go for six because it was so good.
Very good point. If you want to check the Facebook video, please do so, and you won't be disappointed at the length of this video because it's beautiful.
It sounded amazing.
Also, thanks to Amy Knight for coming in early in the morning and being part of the show. She had to go to her other job, which is a state job.
Yes, yes.
And
she has her regular 9 to 5.
A special thanks to news guy Matt, who came in on his early.
Of course. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
So we'll hear Matt later on with the new news and the what's trending. And of course, for our Steve Jones Show fans, Matt is the new producer of Steve Jones on WKOK. But Matt, thanks for coming
now,
in.
Now, Chad Evans is next, and he's floating out in the hallway.
He said he didn't want to sing. And we said that's okay if you don't want to sing.
He's a fantastic singer, though. I've heard him sing.
I've heard him sing karaoke. I don't know that means anything.
Maybe I need to ply him with like some of the tea and coffee that we're drinking this morning.
The morning show beverages might help him. But here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
As soon as we wrap up the show right now with this song, everybody's going to get so festive, he's going to come in and just start singing along.
Because I think so.
You can't have Christmas without Andy Williams.
Oh boy, here we go.
Everybody,
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round.
The Christmas snow is white on the ground.
Not really, but
there's no
Santa
snow.
Santa gets into town.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
And Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack
from intern Nick.
Lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick
for intern Nick.
On the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So whoop-dee-doo and hickory dock.
And don't forget
to hang up your sock.
It's just exactly
at 12 o'clock.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
Hey!
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back. And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree.
It's the holiday season.
So whoop-dee-doo
and hickory dock.
And don't forget
to hang up your sock.
Cause just exactly at 12 o'clock
he'll be coming down the chimney.
Coming down the chimney.
Coming down the chimney down.
Wait for it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays,
happy
everybody.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.